Yeah. It's best just to wash your face and go to bed.
It is. It is. And just reset.
Start over tomorrow.
Okay. You heard it here. Wash your face.
Wash your face.
You'll Girl, be fine. Wash your face.
Girl, wash like Rachel your Hollis. Face.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome to another episode of The Dueling Tigers. Just kidding. You have the right podcast. It is Questionably Awesome, otherwise known as Q&A, with Evans and Lori Craddock.
Lori Craddock.
That's what our names would be if we were married. I think you'd be like, it's my last name. I'm sorry.
Take mine.
Harder's kind of a weird last name. Like, is life supposed to be harder?
No.
No. Craddock it is.
Done.
So at least we have solved that. So I know that a lot of you started this podcast wondering, if they got married, whose last name?
What would they do?
Yeah, so you can definitely
scratch
rest
that off
easy
their
today.
List.
And now we're going to get to some other good ones, but these are lower on the list. So we like to start with the tough ones first. And that's what they say you should do.
Yep, eat the frog first.
Eat that frog.
Which we just did.
Yeah. Boom. So, but for real, what do you do at the first part of your day that's like hard in order for you to make everything else easy?
Get up and take the early yoga class.
Oh yeah, you do that.
I do.
Yeah, but I can't say it's very hard when Josh Duhamel is there, so.
No, it's not. Touche. But
touche.
He's not been there lately, so it's,
oh,
it's just
it is tough. Oh my God, it's almost worse because you have an expectation and then that is torn away from you. So you have to show up in the class with your heart already have been attached to another outcome.
Yeah, I'm already broken when I walk in the room.
I can't even top that.
Going through?
That's probably like the most emotional thing that I've heard in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, believe it because it's true. You have no idea what I go through.
You know what? I've done a lot of, like, I really try to help people, but I have no advice around that yet.
There's none.
Besides child's pose. Like, just, that's when
Fetal
they say,
position.
Allow. You're like, screw child's pose.
I'm going back in.
I'm going in. Let me in. Let me to any person around. Let me.
Get me in there.
Why is everyone wearing such tight clothes? Welcome back, everyone. So we would love to shout out our review of the week.
Boy, do I have a good one. Are you ready for this?
Let me buckle up.
Buckle up for safety. This one's coming from Acadia Champagne.
Whoa, no, she did not.
Yes, she did.
Bubble time.
And here she goes. The Earn Your Happy podcast has everything one could need to harness their inner potential. I've been moved to laughter and tears listening to this podcast over this past year. Every episode adds value, brings new perspectives, reminds you to be the best you for your own sake. I've shared the podcast in every avenue possible. I can't believe I'm just now leaving a review. Lori, your insight is incredible. Thanks, Earn Your Happy podcast team.
Katie Champagne, is that her name?
Acadia Champagne.
Acadia Champagne?
Yep.
Well, she just popped our cork.
She...
We are so grateful for your review. I especially love that you either like champagne or renamed yourself.
Yep.
People are doing that now.
Yeah.
By the way, we're going to talk about that in 1 second.
Okay.
But we're sending her a mug.
Mug for Acadia Champagne. Wish it was a champagne flute.
I do too, but she could put champagne in there.
She could.
Yeah, she can get ghetto like that.
Yep.
And be like,
jokes
to
on
her
you,
boss.
Coworkers.
Like, yeah, it's what you do here all the time.
You're like, ugh, it's coffee.
And I'm like, it's fizzing.
No, it's not.
It's Alka-Seltzer. No, it's not.
My tummy hurts. Again.
And my brain hurts from you from being laughing. My boss. But speaking of changing your name.
Yes.
People do that here.
They do.
They literally are like, this name does not fit me anymore. And I get it. I totally get it. So anyone who has changed their name, I feel you. I've definitely always had the urge to change my name from Lori Wagner or Lori Harder to something like really...
like Rainbow.
Close.
Starfish.
Star, maybe.
Star. Ooh, like Star Rinaldi.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing.
She's cool.
Yeah, she's really cool. If you're listening, Star, we think your name is really cool.
Yes.
Yeah, what would your name be?
Princess.
With a C. I'm going to call you Princess.
Princess.
From here on out.
Yeah.
Princess.
Come, Princess.
Come.
That would be so nice.
Okay, Princess.
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to think of mine. All right, okay. So we got some quotey quotes, some QQs.
QQs.
What's yours?
My quotey quote?
Yep.
It's I'm reading this book called Come As You Are, and it's actually a women's sexuality book.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's really good.
Whoa.
It's so good.
Okay, do tell.
It's by the author is Emily Nagoski, and this is a quote from her book that I really liked. We know by now that there's no such thing as normal, or rather that we're all normal. We're all made of the same parts as everyone else, organized in a unique way. No two alike.
I like that.
It's just the whole book is about how we're all normal, no matter what. Everybody just is organized differently.
So what does that have to do with women's sexuality?
So much. It's all about it. Like why the difference between men and women and stress and how we handle things differently. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. I'm only on like page 40, but still.
Oh my God. That's a whole other podcast too. Like. Mm-hmm. Do you ever listen, or I think did we listen to Esther Perel together?
I think,
or Esther Perel. I believe
we heard her at Lewis House.
Yeah, that's a crazy, she is like got so much wisdom. If you guys have not heard of her, you can Google her TED Talk, but it talks about how like connection and intimacy kind of crushes sexual intimacy.
Yeah.
But for the two different reasons why. And it's just so interesting because I think a lot of different people struggle with it, especially as women are really becoming super empowered and they're becoming business people. And well, we have been business people for a really long time, but
still,
but even more so and how that can affect us. And I think the more, just like with anything, the more self-awareness we have, the more books we can read, the more we can understand that we are so much alike.
Right.
And also talk about it with our partners and with our men so that they can be fully aware of what's, you know, going on in our emotional world as well. Because
absolutely.
I think so often, you know, different people express love in different ways. And for men, it's usually way more physical than women. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we're like, oh, hell no, I am tired and stressed out. Do not touch Princess right now. Princess does not want to be touched.
It's all about that. It's all about it. It's so interesting, Lori.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
If Princess wanted to be touched all the time, here's the thing. The world would be overpopulated. I don't know. That's my
Princess don't have time for that.
Princess ain't got no time for that. All right. All right. So I think we've solved a few more problems.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I love that quote. I'm going to read you my quote.
Yes, your quote.
There's three. I told you that.
Yep.
Told you prepare yourself. All right. But they're all in the same thing. It's all about detachment. And I Googled this because I wanted quotes on detachment from just your identity in general, because I think that if we're truly going to show up as the person and become the person that we are meant to be in this lifetime, that you have to let go of all of the ideas that you think about yourself.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Like Princess might need to let go of how she thinks she is to become what she thinks she is.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because she may not even be that. She may be that way because of Aunt Princess.
Yeah.
Or Uncle Princess.
Uncle Princess.
You
Who
don't
knows?
Even know. All right. Number one.
Okay.
Well, this is from, I cannot pronounce this, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
Ali Ibn Abi Talib. I think I did okay.
I think you did a good job.
Actually, that made me sound really smart. Ali Ibn Abi Talib. Okay. Detachment is not that you should own nothing, but that nothing should own you. What do you think, Princess?
I love it. I love it. Nothing should own you.
No, that's amazing. And sometimes we get something that we think defines us so much that we're like, who would we be without it?
Yep.
Or someone.
Yes. So true.
When princess gets that prince and is like, I'm not a princess without my prince. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my God.
You still are.
You still are. You still got your crown.
Yeah. You don't have to be attached to the prince. Mm-mm. You're Jasmine.
No matter what. Even if the rug is gone.
You don't need that rug, Jazz.
You don't even need that lamp.
No, you don't. Number two quote.
Number two. Detachment doesn't mean I'm trying less hard. It just means that fears and emotions that used to torment and paralyze me no longer have the same power over me. So detachment doesn't mean I'm trying less hard. It just means the fears and emotions that used to torment and paralyze me no longer have the same power over me. Kelly Cultrone. I've got one more. That one was like a six.
6 out of 10?
Yeah. I felt like I had to think about it.
Okay.
No, at first I didn't. Apparently I liked it at first. All right. Okay. Number nine. Detach from needing to have things work out a certain way. The universe is perfect and there are no failures. Give yourself the gift of detaching from your worries and trust that everything is happening perfectly. Anonymous.
Ooh.
So many people are named Anonymous these days.
Yeah. Who is this anonymous person?
I don't know. It's like Socrates.
But I liked what they said. I really did.
Do you know where I could find a book by Anonymous? Because I love all their quotes.
I have a ton of their quotes collected. I was just wondering, where's their book?
Like, I get a tattoo on my arm that's like, who's that by? Oh, it's by Anonymous.
Anonymous.
I've been trying to find a book, but
no, apparently
it was probably just thousands and thousands of years ago. So it was probably written on a wall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everything's temporary.
Yep.
Forever. I heard a quote. It was like, forever, everything is temporary. Just like forever and ever, everything is temporary.
That's so true.
Just constantly remembering. I am tongue twisting. I think it's literally only because I've been talking like waffles so much that sometimes you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you should. You're doing great. Keep going.
I agree. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Do we have a question from a beautiful listener? Because
yes.
Thank God for them.
Well, I got one for you from @mallory.lynn.0. She asked, how do you find balance between privacy and self-disclosure?
I think we found a little balance in the beginning because I wasn't about to tear into your sex life on here. But
thank you for that. Hey, Mom.
It's going down the road, Mom. Just kidding. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly it. Like, for real. Yep. Like, I'm going to go to an edge that's maybe uncomfortable, but also says that I'm just like you or that we're just like you. Mm-hmm. And because I want to go to the edge of relatability. So in any story and in anything that you're sharing, use enough of the story that says, I actually do truly get you. I actually may really struggle with this. This is actually a big thing in my life, but I don't need to disclose details or pull someone in who doesn't need to be in. Unless you've agreed to those terms. So if you've agreed to terms with people in your life that you're like, whatever you talk to me about, that shit is going on my podcast. So be careful. Like, I might have to start wearing a t-shirt like that. But
no, like, that's not true. Cause you would hold secrets. Well, not secrets.
It's not like secrets.
Like, you go around holding secrets.
Look, what's in my right hand and what's in my left hand?
Got a bunch of secrets for you.
Got a bag of secrets. Just a bag that says secrets on it. Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Right.
If one of your close friends confided in you, you wouldn't bring that on here.
No, of course not. And so that's really huge too, is that there's many conversations that I know I could teach really well from and would make awesome podcasts, but I would never dream of it. I wouldn't it's not even a thing, because you have to know what is valuable in your life to you. Mm-hmm. And that trust in those conversations are the most valuable thing to me. And also trust with my spouse and not ever making him feel embarrassed. And I'm sure I've said stuff that has, but those are also open conversations of like, hey, when you brought that up, I almost punched you in the
shin.
Donkey bag.
The donkey bag.
Yeah.
In your purse. In your satchel.
You just don't know what that is. It could be under the elbow.
Yeah. That's your weenus. Oh, wait. No. You know that part on your elbow, the weird skin? That's really your weenus. It is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Google it. I'm telling you right now.
I'm going to punch you in the weenus.
This episode just got, what's the X rating?
We already do explicit on these.
Oh, okay.
Well, because sometimes you swear.
You never know where it's going to go. Weenus.
It's true.
The weenus. I'm telling you, your listeners know.
Oh, I can't wait to use that word. I want to make t-shirts, but that point to the elbow, that's like something about it. I don't even know.
Your weenus. It's that stretchy skin.
Have you talked to your kids yet about their weenus? And if not, here's where it is.
Here's how to check it.
So when wrestlers are doing that one move with the elbow, when they smack the bottom of their elbow and then they smack it onto the person's face, are they technically smacking their weenus and then smacking the person in the face with their weenus?
You know, I guess you did bring it there and I think it's true. I think everything you said is accurate, but there, I don't know if it's so much the skin. I don't know.
You need to Google weenus for me while you find me another question as well so I can change this whole topic.
Okay, question number two comes from @babysteps for big results. We assume our closest circle should be the most supportive, but it doesn't always work that way. What did you find the most valuable through the transition of becoming who you are now?
Okay, so you and I heard an awesome quote this weekend from Chris King, who this question got, so at Chris's mastermind this weekend, this question got asked,
yep,
right? It was like, and this is the question that always gets asked of 2019 and of 32 BCE.
Yes.
Like, and every year in between.
It's the question of...
The apostles were like, Jesus, what do I do if my family doesn't support this message? And he was like, speak to everyone until everyone is moved. And then your family will be like, hey, you must be onto something.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if that's what actually, they said, but it's kind of true.
Yeah. That's a good...
Hey, I come from a religious family.
You know what you're talking about.
I do. And even though I wasn't on the Mount of Olives, I like olives. So...
You know I don't like olives? I know.
Black or green? Or
I don't like Kalamata. Any of them.
All of them?
All of them. Just not interested.
Oh.
I'm really not.
Oh, love.
Anyway, back to...
Oh, love.
So what did Chris King say?
He said, let me read this first. Friends and family won't support you until strangers celebrate you.
Mm.
Now, that was a for sure. Mm-hmm. We were like, everyone in the room was just like, of course, because this is how it has played out for all of us, for anyone who's done something that's outside of your family's ideals or beliefs. So even if your family is like doing amazing big things, but maybe they've all been doctors. So then an entrepreneur comes along and is like, you're doing amazing things. This is incredible. You're breaking belief systems of people, you know, exceeding expectations, except now I'm going to do something different. It's just about you're doing something different. So when you break that pattern, they obviously only don't support you because they don't think it will work. So they want you to be safe. They don't want you to fail. Now, that isn't always the case. Some people are like, can't wait to see my brother fail. But...
And that's not very nice.
And that's not cool either.
Yeah.
But that's fuel for the fire.
Yes, it is.
So there you go. But that is when you really, have to realize that you have to just stick to your path because eventually there are going to be strangers who are thanking you and being so grateful, and your family and friends are going to see this and they're going to be like, wow, something must be working. Like, these other people are really like using this person's advice, or they have wisdom to give. So they start to listen. The thing is, they just can't hear you. They can't like get the information from you because they're not viewing you in that light yet. Because to you, you're still, you know, little Mary or little Timmy.
Yeah.
Throwing sand, like eating, you know, like dog poop out of the sandbox. Yeah,
Play-Doh.
Yeah. I meant Play-Doh.
You meant Play-Doh.
I never ate dog poop.
I bet I did.
I think we both probably did.
It's okay.
We were like, oh, chocolate.
We survived.
We were fine.
Well, that's a good answer.
Did I fully answer that?
Yeah.
What was the full question?
The full question is, what did you find the most valuable through the transition of becoming who you are now?
Oh literally. So creating my own, like hanging out with other people who were on that path so that when I did default into my own like insecurities and fears, when I would share it or talk about it, I would then have the people who's, you know, like they were there to lift me up. Mm-hmm. For sure. And yeah. Only listen to positive things and don't go back to your family that doesn't believe in you when you're down. Yeah. Because they're just going to be like, see, this is why you need to go back into chiropractics. And even if you are a chiropractor, yeah. That's awesome. That was an example.
Right.
I love me a good adjustment.
Me too.
Oh man, feels so good. Like I get addicted. I'm like, can you crack me?
Yeah. I've never been cracked, but I want to be cracked.
Oh man. Well, you're a nut. You can get cracked.
And I want to get cracked today.
You should.
And
can you?
Speaking of cracking.
Do you want me to try?
Yes. Speaking of cracking.
Yes.
We're about to crack you wide open with this question.
I'm ready.
It's from @ Caitlin Hawkins.
Love her.
She well, says,
I don't know her, but
she sounds awesome. How do you become okay with letting go?
All right. We're going to picture, what is Kate letting go of?
Maybe she's letting go of a relationship.
Okay. So a relationship, a job, a person, a title, anything, right?
But it's old probably way of life.
An old way of life. How do you get okay with letting go? Is that what she's asking?
Yep. How do you do it?
How do you do it? Okay. So picture if you are holding on to like a rope on the side of a boat.
Okay.
I don't know where this is going.
All right. I'm picturing
get yourself
it.
On the side of a big, big cruise ship.
Okay.
And you see another lifeboat going by.
Yeah.
And the ship you're holding onto is going down. It's no longer for you.
Right.
But this lifeboat is like going to take you to safety and they're yelling at you. And you know it because they're like, we all did it too. Like we had to let go into safety and we're going to like, this is going to be the lifeboat to your next life. I promise you, we've been here before. Mm-hmm. This is what it looks like. So part of letting go is making sure people that you, on the next phase that you're going to, that you already are starting to set up your next lifeboat for where you're going.
Oh.
So as you are letting go, this is what it's going to feel like. You're now around the people who are telling you it's going to be okay, but they're also saying when you let go or before you let go, it's going to feel crazy. Your body's not going to want to let go. You're going to have to count to three and you're going to have to push as hard as you can off of this and like mm-hmm. lean back and know that there's a point where you don't know if you're going to live or you're going to die, but you're going to live because we've been there before. I promise you. And when you land, it's going to hurt, but you're going to recover. And then we're going to take you off to the next beautiful phase of your life. That's going to be even better than that ship that was already going down. So let go. That's what it feels like.
That was awesome. And Caitlin, I hope you're ready to let go now.
Let go of the Titanic, Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Because your lifeboat with beautiful Brazilian models is coming through.
Yes.
And they're taking you to Brazil.
And it's going to be warm and lovely and a potty.
It's going to be a potty.
But a little scary at first, but then great.
Then great.
Yeah.
So, but you're going to have that free fall and you're not going to want to let go and it's going to suck and you're going to cry and you're going to think that you're going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for real. Even if you're letting go of a relationship or a job or anything, you're like, everything doesn't want to because your whole mind is made for safety. So it's like, don't let go. This is familiar. You don't know about the next thing. You're better holding on to the ship that's going down than letting go. Even though the people in the lifeboat are just up there looking at you like, is she an idiot?
Right. Like just get on
let
here.
Go because except they've been there before. So all they can do is yell to you. So
yeah, I like that metaphor.
I'm not sure how I feel about it. I think it could really get cleaned up.
I hope no one ever is on a ship that has to get on a lifeboat. But it could
happen. What if the lifeboat was going somewhere way better?
You know, maybe I need to let go of that bad daydream.
I think there's some work to be done there.
There's some work there and I'm letting go of it.
I think that we just need to get you on another cruise ship for 7 days in a cabin with me.
That was fun.
7 days in a cabin with me.
Yeah, bingo every night. Not bingo, trivia.
Trivia every night.
Trivia.
Oh, if you haven't heard about that, I think it's somewhere.
Yeah.
Evans and I were on a cruise ship together for 7 days and seven nights. I think eight nights, because one night
in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Two nights in Florida.
Do you know what was one of the most fun nights or days? The last
of your life? What?
Of my life, the day we were in Florida and we went and saw that movie.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
Which is now like, is it the number one movie and the number one actor?
It should be.
Because when I watched it, didn't I say when I came out, I was like, that's going to be like the movie of, if it's not, I'm going to talk to somebody.
I think you did.
If not, I'm going to talk to the crossing guard on Montana and I'm going to let her know it should have been.
I love her with her little hat and book.
And her little red hair.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She would listen to me.
She really would.
You know, she's amazing. She wears a visor.
Yeah. And she has her book and she sits in her chair.
Do you think she's reading steamy romance novels?
I wouldn't be surprised.
And when the kids come, she's like, dang damn it.
She probably has like a fake cover on it.
She does. It's like Grover. Yeah. And she's reading 47 Shades of Purple.
Ooh.
Wait, is Grover purple?
47 Shades of Purple.
47 Shades of Purple.
Out this spring.
Out this spring. Hmm. Written by Big Bird.
All right.
Big Bird. Oh, Lord.
Oh, this podcast is
X-rated
definitely
today.
Definitely getting a lot of X's. Triple X.
Triple X and Sesame Street ratings. All right. So did we have another one? Or was that the last one?
That was the last one. We did three.
Oh, people just breathed out a sigh of relief.
Three. It's over. Thank God I can let go.
Oh, God. I got a little uncomfortable there. I didn't know how many more Sesame Street analogies we could have.
Sorry, everyone.
All right, Evans. I got a last QQ.
Okay.
What do you do, like, in your super stressful moments, like when you want to throw in the towel? First of all, I want to hear the quick language in your head. Like, when you have moments where you're just like, ugh. Combustion. In life, whether it's relationships, work, everything imploding, like just a lot of stress. And then what do you do to like start sorting it out?
There was a bird that just flew by.
There it was.
What do I do? Okay. In my head, I say, I can't take this anymore. Everything's falling apart. Mm-hmm. I'm going to die. Just something casual like that. You know, not dramatic.
No. Wow.
You know, and then what I do is I just fall apart for a minute.
Yeah.
And then after I have my fall apart stage, you know what really helps?
What?
Your dog.
Yeah.
Having a dog really helps.
Totally.
Taking a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Movement.
Always for me.
Chocolate.
Yep. For real.
Sometimes you need it.
Mm-hmm. Go walk and get a piece of chocolate. Don't sit on your couch and eat. No. A lot of chocolate. That could get a little worse.
That could get a lot worse. Because then you'll have a stomach ache. Because I've done that.
Me too.
And it didn't turn out very well.
No.
You'll get diarrhea.
Yeah. Neither do pints of ice cream.
So same, that's a start.
Same outcome.
What do you do?
I tend to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel it in that moment. And I'm like, what are you feeling? You're feeling crazy. And I let the crazy, like, wash over me in a moment of, like, wherever I can find it. I try not to do that in public. Mm-hmm. I'll do it with friends. Like, I'll do it with friends or even here sometimes. But I'll try to, like, go and do it alone so I can actually let it out.
Yeah.
If I'm here, I'll either go for a walk or sometimes I'll just go shower. Like, sometimes, like, a shower will reset you. When I'm like, I'm just, it's almost like resetting the day for me sometimes. Water.
Yes.
I hear that from a lot of people. Like water can be really resetting. It's almost like rinsing it away, like energetically too. Because you guys, we are so, like we're so energetic that your energy can be measured from 5 feet. Like your heart energy can be measured from 5 feet outside of your chest. So I'm always like just washing whatever energy is like in your field away.
Yeah.
I feel like can really reset me. But always walking, prayer. So a lot of times I'll just start saying things out loud. Like the prayer won't even make sense at first. It's like, please God, I can't do this alone. Like just take this. I'm so overwhelmed. Like just, this is for you. Like this is not, you gotta, you, this one's yours.
Yeah.
Like I literally picture just like I'm tapping out. And that prayer has always been like my literally most powerful, like saying those things out loud while doing those other things.
I agree. And mm-hmm. I think, I know when I get upset and call my mom, she's always, it's always at night when I get more upset. Have you ever noticed like night makes everything for terrible?
It's terrible. You have no willpower left. You're tired. You have like your anxiety. You're just, your willpower is down.
Right.
Like your normal, if you picture like a human, like your battery pack on the back, it's like super low. And those things take like a whole battery.
Yeah.
So if you don't have it, you just kind of are like,
you just die. Yeah. Not die, but it's best just to wash your face and go to bed.
It is. It is. And just reset.
Start over tomorrow.
Okay. You heard it here. Wash your face.
Wash your face. You'll
Girl,
be fine.
Girl, wash your face.
Girl, wash like your Hollis. Face.
Do you have a question for me?
Yes. QQ. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
There's so many. Let me think. The ability to not care when chosen.
Wait, you chose when you didn't want to care?
Yeah, I get to choose when I don't want to care. Like if I have to go ask for something big, press the I don't care button and I just go big and just ask whatever. Yep. When I go to speak, it's just I don't care. Mm-hmm. This is going to be awesome and just do whatever I want. If I want to like someone says a mean comment or I judge my body or I judge where I'm at, I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. And it's just like freedom. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it just to not feel attached to the very human side of caring. While I think that keeps me rather grounded and I would no longer have a podcast, but I would be doing, I wouldn't know what to talk about.
Maybe you could do a mental switch in your head and be like, pretend you're pressing the I don't care button.
Like the easy button at Staples.
Easy button. It's very similar, except it says I don't care on it and it's pink.
Can we make a button like that for the podcast? So like when I talk, you just hit it. I don't care. But that's powerful. Just those words. Like I might adopt that. Like, I don't care.
Yeah. I don't care.
I don't.
Right. You do what you need to do.
Yeah. On that note, this is your permission to not care as much.
Exactly.
Because nobody else does.
Right. Just let it go.
Oh my God. We're all consumed. Let it go. Let it go. I don't know the rest of the words.
Me neither. But it's a great movie.
It's a great movie, guys. And this was an ad for Frozen. Yogurt. Just kidding.
Frozen Yogs.
Sponsored ad by Frozen Yogs, which I would love.
Me too.
Right Don't now. Send it to me. Just kidding. Please do not. My friend Rob Murgatroyd just sent me a bunch of ice cream and it has cookie dough brownies. It's coconut ice cream and chocolate chip. And it's been a problem.
Is there any left?
Oh yeah. Do you want to try it? No, for real. If you don't try it, I'm going to send you home with a pint. You're going to die. It's so
good. Great.
It's the best ever. Works All right. On that note, we got to go. So until next time, everyone, earn your happy.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.